Ron Backus won three Big Ten outdoor titles in the shot put and another in the discus at the University of Minnesota in the mid-1980s. In 1992, he finished top three at the Olympic shot put trials and represented the United States at the Summer Olympics in Barcelona that year. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. I'm Greg Stewart. Thank you for joining me. And thanks for your support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Those contributions help to sponsor the show, and you can learn more at WWIB.com. This Sunday, Ron Backus will represent not just his country, but more importantly, his Savior, Jesus Christ, as the speaker for the 2018 Church at the Fair in Chippewa Falls, Northern Wisconsin State Fair. By the way, you come for the Church at the Fair. Worship begins at 10:30 with 5:13 free, and then Ron will speak. You come for that. You and your family and friends can stay all day long without an entrance fee. Ron is back with me from the Twin Cities on Sports and Commentary today. So Barcelona was, I guess, the end of your shot-putting career. You finished 10th at the 1992 Summer Games. Tell me about the decision, Ron, to hang it up after that.
Yeah, well, I kind of felt, you know, you're 29 years old. You're not making any money because you're not a premier event within track and field. And even at that time, there wasn't a lot of money to be made. You're working part time. And so your life is kind of, everybody else is establishing a life and you're kind of living like a college student in a way, part time jobs and living in apartments or houses and sharing houses with people. And I just felt it was time. I just felt like God said that was enough and time to move on. And so pursue different things, and which was fine because I felt like with this new life in Christ, I was looking forward. I wasn't looking back.
Yeah. So do you stay connected with the sport at all?
Oh yeah. I love coaching. That's one thing I do now is I've coached almost consistently since at the high school or college level. I did 2 years at Ohio State University. I coached for 2 years, but that's after that. That was right before I went into ministry. But even in ministry, I've coached at the high school level, I think, ever since.
Good. And Ron is in the ministry of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes over in Minnesota right now. So throwing the shot put kind of reminds me of trying to bowl overhand. Talk to me about some of the techniques of shot putting.
Yeah. You know, the modern technique in shot put is to throw it similar to what you would in a discus, which is a rotational technique. And so it's very similar. It's really about technique, and it takes a little bit, it kind of equals the playing field to some of the throwers who are kind of used excessive strength. It was more of a speed and technique and timing issue. So the spin, which is, I think, predominant, most top throwers now throw the rotational throw, and it's you take 1.5 rotations through the circle and you try to maximize acceleration and speed through good technique and physics. And certainly strength helps, and you train that way, but you also train for your athleticism. And so it's a 16-pound shot. It's heavy. There's a lot of force. So you have to have good balance, and you have to have good explosive power.
Yeah, I would imagine. So what part of the body would suffer injury the most, Ron, from this kind of sport? I would think it would be the shoulder, but maybe I'm wrong.
Your lower back. There's a lot of stress put on the lower back when you're driving through the finish. There's a lot of kind of your position is kind of an extension, and so there's a lot of rotation and force going into your lower back, so that's probably in your hand. Not your shoulder so much, but your hand, because if you slip or the shot put slips and goes off one finger, it's over 200 pounds of pressure. And so you have to really make sure that you're, again, with good technique, the ball's not shifting in your holding position. So it's your hand and your lower back where you get a lot of injuries.
Okay, 92 Olympian Ron Backus with me on Sports and Commentary, this year's speaker at Church at the Fair, Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls on Sunday morning. Looking forward, Ron, to having you here. Can you give us just a little preview without, you know, spilling the whole beans here of what you're going to share with us on Sunday?
Yeah, I'm gonna unpack a little bit more of my story. I'm going to go into kind of how our culture, the pressure on athletes and how our culture shapes, I think, sets a standard for young men and women that really, like you had said earlier, that leaves God out. That it really wants our identity be defined by kind of a performance-based mentality, the exteriors. And young people are getting caught up in that, and everybody is. I think even as adults we can get caught up in the externals, and we kind of can get distracted about what's really important and where our true identity comes from. So that's what I'm going to talk about, share a little bit more in depth about my story and the circumstances in coming to know Christ and what God has done in my life since then.
All right, it's going to be a terrific morning. Ron, thank you for coming back, and we will see you this weekend, church at the fair. Ron Backus, the 92 U.S. Olympian from Barcelona. Appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you, Greg, and I hope everyone can make it out to the fair.